It's not about learning how to lift your voice and let it fall and sway it this way and roll it that way. It's about being free to praise God for his goodness. Hallelujah. Keep on. Keep it rolling. We got to go on. The works of his hand. How come we... The works of his hand are what? Various. And what else?
And judgment.
All are sure. All his commandment. Come on. Are sure. They stand fast. How long?
Forever
and ever. And are done in truth and uprightness. Come on. He sent redemption. You're going too fast. He sent redemption unto what?
His
people. He has commanded his covenant
forever.
Holy and reverence is his name. Keep going. The fear, the reverential fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and a good understanding has all they that do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Psalm 9. Now next week I'll go back and explain it, but I'm going to read it this week. I got something in my spirit. Okay. Psalm 9 and verse 1. All right, let's move right along. I will do what? I will praise thee, O Lord, with what? They still trying to get it up. Come on. All right. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praises to thy name, O thou most high, when my enemies are turned back. They shall fall and perish in thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my course. And thou settest in the throne judging right. Now, praise is to praise God for his wonderful works. Now listen. He made provision for you to live the best life anyone could live. Nobody in existence can give you the kind of life God had given you in Christ. He has given you a life filled with God himself, with all that you need, being spirit, soul, and body. But if men would praise God for his goodness, he had not only given you a good life to live, but he had given you protection from the heathen, the enemy, your adversary, to keep him out of your life. He tried to come to interrupt and disrupt and destroy and tear you down. But God said, he who I hold in my hand, no man can pluck him out. If men's and women's would get excited about this good life that we have in Christ, and we would begin to praise him, and we just don't have to be in this assembly, but in the privacy of your home, if you begin to praise him, thank you. Driving down the road in your automobile, thinking God said, one time I didn't have one to drive. But you get, look at me now, Lord. Oh, if men would praise God. Remember the other night when the enemy tried to mess with you, you couldn't sleep, but you're resting good. Now, oh, if men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Acts chapter 16. Thank you, Lord. Acts 16, 22. And the multitude rose up against them, and the magistrate rent their clothes, a command to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, it's Acts 16, 22. Laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who having received such a charge, thrust them into where? The inner prison, and made their feet to do what? Fast in stocks at midnight. Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. He did what? Prayed and sang praises unto God. And notice, and the prisoner heard them. They didn't care anything about them hearing them. They wasn't ashamed. And then what happened? And suddenly there was a great, notice she called a great earthquake, so that who? The foundation of the prisoner was shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone band were loose. Now, Paul and Silas were doing what God told them to do, right? He had heard a voice in the midnight, come over in Macedonia, come over here. He saw a man, said, come over here and help us, right? He endeavored to do that. They were headed another direction, but he saw in a vision, man said, come over here and help us. And when he got over there, and there was a little girl, young lady, that told fortune. And their magistrate, the master of that girl, had made a bunch of money off that girl, right? And she followed Paul and Silas around saying, these men are what? They are of the Most High God. She followed around, and the Bible said, thus she did many days. Paul, being grieved, turned to her and said to that spirit in her, come out of her in the name of Jesus. And for that they got beaten. They rent the clothes. That means they pull its clothes off the back. They didn't whip them with the clothes on the back. They pulled them out with their naked meat. And being whipped, their skin had to break. And blood came out. Hello?